We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Really that high at this moment that the New York courts will do the right thing, that the jury will do the right thing. We're in a blue state, as you know, Greg. And I think everything's by design. We're in a case that was 8 years old, over the statute of limitations, was denied by Cy Vance, then brought only after President Trump decided he was going to run for office. And like you said, look at how many people they've got. And I can't talk about it, but the America, because of the unconstitutional gag order. But I think that we should also take a look at who's on that team and where that those people came from. It's very troubling, as you know, and I know you know it well. And we're in the fight of our lives at this moment.
Former Senator Jim Talent joining us here as he always does on a Thursday morning. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark and Kim.
That was Alina Haba. She's one of the president's attorneys up in the court case currently going on in New York. And she said we're in for the fight of our lives. That would go for the Supreme Court today, too. I was anxious to get your thoughts on the immunity hearing. And specifically, as I think about this, this is not an all or nothing decision by the Supreme Court, right? Can't the Supreme Court rule that to a great extent, the president must have a great deal of immunity? I mean, we're not talking about him going out on the front lawn and murdering someone and getting away with it, but they have to have a degree of immunity, right?
Yeah, I think the court is going to say at least that. And here's the issue. Okay, so there are a lot of circumstances where presidents make judgments that after they leave office, a hyper-partisan prosecutor in a jurisdiction without, as an effective matter, an independent judiciary could go after the president, could try and criminalize it. And that would therefore circumscribe your judgment when you're in office. So I think the court will, at minimum, carve out a set of decisions where the president has immunity from what he does. Now, the safety valve for this is if he's impeached for it. So, for example, the example you gave, you know, he shoots a paramour in the White House. Well, he's going to be impeached. And then the impeachment would clear the way for a prosecution. So he has the protections intended by the framers, which reside in the impeachment clause. Okay. And I think the court is likely to go in that direction. Now, what specifically they will say, I doubt they're going to say absolute immunity. I think they're probably going to say immunity under these circumstances and then set some standards.
Yeah. And then it has to go back to a lower court, right? Is that what effectively would happen?
Right.
So,
right.
So I mean, they'll
remand it back for the lower court's judgment based on the standards the Supreme Court set. That's my guess. Look, court watching, I mean, you know, I'm not an expert and the experts don't know either, but yeah. That's my guess.
But I guess my question is then the decision they make, whether it's next week or at the end of the session in June, doesn't necessarily answer the question as to whether or not Jack Smith can go ahead with this case quickly, right? I mean, it's still got to go back to another court.
There would have to be a remand.
Yes.
And a remand, that means sending it back to the lower court for a judgment based on the rules the Supreme Court has set out. Okay. And so, yeah, that will delay it. which is, I think, in this context, a good thing, because I'm hopeful that President Trump will win and then all this will go away. And let me add a couple of things, okay, if I can. Number one is, if you're going to prosecute somebody in a context like this, it needs to be for an offense which you can state in 15 seconds, and the average person says, yeah, I get that. I understand it. Like bribery. You know what I mean? Something where, yeah, well, if he did that, right?
Right.
Because of the tremendously negative political overtones and consequences for the system. And the second is, what's going on in New York now in this state court prosecution points out the importance of a robust, independent judiciary in a democracy. Because if you don't have that, you can't enforce the rights that you do have against the state. That's the only way you can enforce them, is you end up in a court and you get an independent judge who looks at it and says, no, you can't do that. And we don't have that in New York. And so we get this absolute kangaroo court, which is doing, I don't think it's doing damage to President Trump's election prospects, but it's doing damage to the underlying constitutional structure.
Yeah.
Real quickly, we have like a minute left. I wanted to get your opinion about House Speaker Johnson calling on the Columbia University president to resign in light of all these protests. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I think some resignations are in order, but there's a much deeper problem there, Kim, obviously. I mean, these students are motivated by, as far as I can tell, ignorance and arrogance, which is a pretty dangerous consequence. You know, you don't know, or combination, you don't know anything, and because you're arrogant, you never learn anything. And this is the result of years and years and years of putting these students in a bubble and subjecting them to what amounts to indoctrination. And in some cases, in some of the silliest things that you could possibly imagine. That's the only thing that produced this on the part of these students. Mm-hmm. And so we need a much deeper cleansing of these institutions. Chris Rufo is right.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just right.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Jim, thank you as always. Appreciate your insight on that.
It's always fun. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. Former Senator Jim Talent. Big goings on up there in the Supreme Court today. I really think they're going to address this immunity issue and say the president has to have some immunity. It has to have a great deal of immunity unless it's a case like Jim described there. Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.